And we do desire an interest in your prayers as we endeavor to speak to you. Does anyone have anything you wish to say before we read our lesson this morning? Well, if not, we're going to read a lesson from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of our Lord as recorded by John. It's a very familiar lesson. And we'll begin at verse 1, and we'll read down through perhaps the 13th verse. John chapter 6, verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so that men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down. And likewise of the fish as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Now that's my lesson for today, and I pray that God will add his blessing to the reading of his word, that it'll be for our good and for his honor and glory. Again, I ask an interest in your prayers today. I want to use as my subject title for today, Remembering the Fish. And you may think that's a strange subject title, but I hope before I get finished today that it'll make sense to you. I don't know how many of you may have listened to a program that was streamed from Asheville, North Carolina last week. It was streamed from a church in Asheville, and it was called Sing the Glory Down. And it was a benefit sing for the professional gospel singers and musicians that have been out of work now since back in March, and some of them before then. And anyway, they had some of the older quartets that sang, and they sang the songs that they had sung and made popular. And it was a really good show, and I really enjoyed it. I sat there and rejoiced and shed tears with some of the songs that were sung. But one song that someone called in or texted in and requested, sing that song about the fish. And so they did. And Rodney Griffith, who was the writer of that song, he is a Southern gospel singer, professional gospel singer, and he has written many, many number one songs. For the last 10 years, he's been the number one gospel, or his songs have been awarded the best gospel songs for the last 10 years in a row. So he is a very good songwriter. And he sings with Gerald Wolfe and Greater Vision, and some of you probably are familiar with that group. And so anyway, they sung this song about the fish. And the song was taken from this passage of scripture that I read in your hearing. In fact, the miracle of the loaves and fishes, it was it recorded in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All four of them recorded this great event where 5,000 people were fed with three loaves of bread and two small fishes, or five loaves of bread and two small fishes. And so I wanted to talk to you about this today. I hope and I pray that God will help me and that God will help you and me today to see how abundantly God is able to supply our every need. He's not limited. God is not limited in any way. He has all power, and in heaven and in earth. And Rodney wrote this song from the viewpoint of the lad. Now, I don't know how old he was. He evidently was not a grown man. At the same time, we surmise that probably his mother fixed his lunch for him to take with him that day. Now, Jesus was in the area. Jesus was the greatest preacher that ever lived. And Jesus was preaching and teaching, and people were being touched. I'm sure many were saved, and many of them were healed of the diseases that they had. And his fame, you know, began to increase, and people began to see more and more of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this young boy, he went where the meeting was taking place. And Jesus preached perhaps longer than I do. You say, oh no. But I'm sure he did. The Bible said that the meeting lasted until late that afternoon, you know. And it was getting late. And here were all of these people. And there were no restaurants. There were no grocery stores. There was no place for them to get food. So the disciples even, they begin to get concerned concerning where these people were going to eat. In fact, I read in your hearing that Philip, Jesus, he lifted up his eyes and he saw all these people. And he said to Philip, "When shall we buy bread that they may eat?" But in the other accounts, in Matthew, Luke, and Mark, it says that the disciples approached Jesus about this. And it really doesn't make any difference who first suggested it. These people were hungry, and there's no place to buy food. And so Jesus decided he would test Philip's faith. Have you ever had your faith tested? You know, it's not uncommon for the Lord to test our faith. He may lead us in some path that we may not be familiar with, or maybe even into something that we had rather not become involved with. And Jesus tries our faith. You know, the trial of our faith, the Bible said in the book of James, I believe it is much more precious than that of gold which perisheth, though it be tried with fire. Sometimes the trial of our faith, you know, is really difficult for us to submit to. He decided he'd try Philip's faith. And he said, "Philip, where are we going to get food for all these people?" And Philip said, "Well, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient," he said. That evidently he was saying, that's all the money we have, 200 penny worth. And he said, even if we had somewhere to buy it, and we could buy it, that wouldn't be enough for 5,000 people. And Jesus, he said, one of the disciples said, that was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He said, "There's a lad here, and he has 5 loaves and 2 fishes, 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. But what is that among all of these people, 5,000 people? That wouldn't be a crumb for each one of them." And so the Lord said, "Make the men to sit down." And now there was much grass in the place, and so they sat down. And Jesus, you know, I don't believe he took that food away from that young boy. I believe that he, asked for it, and perhaps the young man might have volunteered it. He might have been overhearing the conversation. I don't know about that. But on that particular day, that young man surrendered to Jesus his lunch. He surrendered all. He gave all to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you think about him thinking back over this day. He left home that morning with his lunch, you know, and he went, and this huge crowd was there, and Jesus asked for his lunch, and he just gave it to him, you know. And then Jesus multiplied it. He asked all these people to sit down in companies. One of the other writers said they sat down in companies by 100 and by 50, and so on. And Jesus took the child's lunch that he had brought, and he gave thanks. It's very interesting about Jesus. Every time in the scriptures that we read about him, eating, or most every time at least, he would always first give thanks before he would eat. And you know, we should do that likewise. Our blessings come from the Lord. Even our daily sustenance. In fact, Jesus taught the disciples to pray for daily sustenance. He said, "After this manner pray ye, Our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, and give us this day our daily bread." We look to the Lord Jesus, and he has an abundant supply, don't he? He's able to supply every need. We read in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 9, and I forgot the verse. But anyway, it tells us there, and maybe I'll turn to it and read it, if it don't take me too long to find it. He said, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. Now, God is able. You know, I like that statement. God is able. I'm not always able to do what I purpose to do. I'm weak, you know, and I'm frail. But the Lord Jesus is strong. And this is what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3. He said, this is part of Paul's prayer. He was praying that he would grant you, according to the riches of his grace, to be strengthened with all might by the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and know the love of God, which passeth all knowledge, that all might be fulfilled, that ye might be filled with all fullness of God. Now listen to this verse. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that ye might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. When I think about the abundance, that's what I wanted to get before you today. The way that the Lord is able to bless and to bless in an abundant way. They fed 5,000 people that day. And as they passed out the fish and the bread, every person got all that they wanted, you know. They didn't have to say, well, there's so many people, I'm just going to take one piece, you know. They took all that they wanted, and they were all filled. And after everyone had eaten and was filled, there was an abundance. There was much more left over than what they started with. You see, God is able to multiply our blessings. And He can satisfy every need that we have. And He can give us the things that we stand in need of. So the Bible said that they took up 12 baskets full of fragments, leftovers. And I could just picture this boy when he was remembering, you know, the day I went to hear Jesus preach. And I saw him perform a great miracle. He fed all these people. And after he had fed all these people, they had all that left over with. Just remembering the abundance of the Lord's blessing. I was wondering this morning, or last night rather, as I was studying, I was wondering how many of us remember the day when we surrendered our all to Jesus. Oh, listen, wasn't that a wonderful day? We just give everything to Jesus. And the Lord has blessed us because of it, hadn't He? He has blessed us abundantly, even above that we might even ask or speak. Have no imagine. I never imagined what all Jesus can do for us. He has all power in heaven and earth. And this young boy, no doubt, was remembering the fish, remembering how much is left over, you know. And today, I'm so glad that God's blessed us down through the years. You know, I'm glad that He has provided all of our needs. But He still has an abundant supply. And He can still bless us. I was talking about faith a few moments ago. And this comes to my mind, and I want to share it with you. Over in 1 Kings chapter 17, we read about Elijah the prophet. Now, he lived in a time of great stress. We're living in a stressful time, folks. And Elijah lived in a stressful time. There was a famine in the land. The streams had dried up. You know, Elijah, the Lord told him to go by to the brook Cherith, and there the ravens would feed him, and he could drink water out of the brook. And so it was. The ravens brought him bread and flesh in the mornings, and he drank of the brook. But after a while, the brook dried up. And so the Lord said, Elijah, I want you to go down to Zarephath. And he said, I've commanded a widow woman, to sustain thee. So Elijah went down to Zarephath. And he got down there, and this woman was out in the yard gathering sticks. She was going to make a fire. And she was going to cook her and her son some food. And Jesus said, fetch me a little water that I may drink. You know, and the woman started to get him a drink of water. And he said, oh, by the way, while you're gone, bring me a cake, some food. Bring me something to eat. And she said, oh, my Lord, I don't have anything for you to eat. She said, I just have a little meal in the barrel and a little oil in the vessel. And I'm out here gathering sticks. I'm going to cook the last meal for me and my son. And we're going to die. Going to die. And so Elijah said, you do as I say. And so she went, and she cooked a meal, a cake for Elijah, and brought it to him, and brought him some water in a cruse, and for him to drink. And she went back to the barrel next day, and there was still some meal in the barrel, and there was still some oil in the cruse. And that happened every day. She thought she had reached the limits of her ability to care for herself and her child, you know. But God blessed her because she was faithful. And God blessed her because of her faith, you know. And the Bible said that Elijah and the woman and her child ate many days, and the meal wasted not, and the cruse did not fail. I'm telling you that God has an abundant supply, and He's able to take care of us through all of the hardships that we go through. We may think, you know, well, I don't know how we're going to make it tomorrow. I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if I ever have or not, but it comes to my mind. My daddy and my mother got married in 1928. And the Great Depression was going on. And he was a sharecropper. And things were bad. Nobody had any money, you know. And If you had money, a lot of times there was nowhere to buy anything. And he said that he had fed his mules. He had a pair of mules. Said he had fed them all the feed that he had for them. And he was plowing tobacco. And he said he was praying and talking to the Lord. And he said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, he said, I don't have any more feed for my animals, you know. And he said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. And he said he hadn't no more than finished praying till there's a man rode up beside the fence on a horse. And he hollered at him and he said, what are you doing this afternoon? And Daddy said, well, I really don't have anything to do except finish plowing. He said, I was wondering if you could help me put up some hay. He said, I'll give you all you can pull home on your wagon if you'll just come and help me put up my hay today. And so Daddy went, and he took his wagon, and he brought home a wagon load of hay to feed his animals. Now, I'm telling you, God has an abundant supply. Sometimes it just takes faith to get a hold of it, you know. And you just have to just yield, just to give yourself up to the Lord and put yourself in His hands. Lord, you promised you'd never leave me, you'd never forsake me. You promised you'd supply my every need, and I'm depending on you just to take care of me and my family. And folks, I'm telling you, it'll work. I'm telling you, it'll work. Now, I don't know if you've got anything out of this little story today or not, but I got such a blessing out of it. Just thinking about remembering the fish that was left over, you know. After 5,000 people had filled their bellies, you know, had all they could eat, and there was still an abundant source of food. And that's the way God is. And I don't want you to get discouraged. You know, during this time, we love to see our building full and running over. Or we like to see, you know, people coming to the altar and seeking the Lord. And we like to see Christian people, you know, rejoicing and built up in the most holy faith and telling about what God's done for them, you know. And so don't get discouraged. The Lord is not has never left us. He's been with us. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a time of rejoicing again around this place and around this altar place. God is so good, and God has this the ability. That's it. We don't have any ability anyway. You know, when it comes to spiritual things, you know, I can stand up here and tell you what the Bible says, but I can't put any power in it. But I'm telling you that God can put the power in it, and God can make it effectual. And it can reach the hearts and lives of people and bless them. And it's all because of the Lord. I pray that God will bless a little message today, that it'll be for His own honor and glory. And it'll do some help, some benefit for us as well. I'm so thankful today for God's abundant supply. His abundant supply. I went to Indianapolis and went to work when I was 17 years old. So I've been out on my own ever since I was 17 years old. And God has taken care of me. Me and my little family. You know, God has moved us around. Lord, I don't know how many different places, maybe 12 or 13 homes that we've lived in since my wife and I first married. And some of the times we moved and we didn't know how I was going to make it. Just didn't know. Moved to Detroit, Michigan. And got up there and come time to pay my taxes. I didn't have the money to pay my taxes. So on Monday morning, I was going to go to the bank and see if I could borrow the money to pay my taxes. On Saturday morning, my telephone rang. It was a member of the church. And he said, what are you doing? What are you going to be doing this evening? Well, I said, I don't have anything planned. He said, it'd be all right if I come over for a little while. I said, yeah, come on. And so he came. And he worked for a huge bakery. And he worked a lot of hours. And we sat and talked a while, and he said, Brother Moran, he said, the Lord's been good to me. And he said, he's blessed me, and I've worked a lot of overtime this year. And he said, the Lord impressed me to come over here and share some of it with you. And he gave me a check, and you can believe it or not, but this is the truth, and God is my witness. He wrote me a check for the exact amount of taxes that I owed. He gave it to me. And I went and paid my taxes. Now that's the way God is. He can supply your need. You may not always see where it's going to come from. You may just have to walk by faith, you know, and trust the Lord. And I believe the same way is true with the salvation of our lost friends too. You know, we can't convict them and we can't save them. We just have to commit them into the hands of the Lord and just keep a praying, you know. Just keep a praying and God will meet our every need. May God bless you. I'm going to close. Yes.